Yeah, you ain't kidding there. And, you know, I wouldn't be good at that. I mean, one, I don't think I'm smart enough for it. And, it's a skill. It's a super high intelligence. You know, just to be a good doctor, be a surgeon. You know, just good grief. No way. I'd be so nervous about messing up. You know, you got to have a certain amount of bravado and confidence. I mean, it just takes a special breed, you know, to get into that, especially surgery. Surgery of the nature, you know, that brain surgery, heart surgery, those kinds. You really got to have some bravado and confidence and all that stuff. But, I don't like to... I'm not good with blood. It doesn't bother me, you know, but per se, but I don't think I'd be okay with slicing things open and dicing them and all that stuff. So hats off to the ones that can. And then when the things go south with, you know, particularly, you know, little children or anyone innocent, you know, it's like, you know, just why are they going through this? You know, there's some horrible things that they have to contend with. Yeah, my daughter ended up, her going into special needs, it seemed like it was her calling. She was so good at, and she was actually working with some underprivileged kids. I think it was down in South Warren, and there were a lot of kids there that had some needs, and they didn't have a lot of means either, you know. And she was in her element; she loved that. And then they moved her to the Grosse Pointe, and it was a whole different thing. And she said the kids, you know, weren't as in need, and they said they were, you know. And she said she could feel them. You could almost cut the privilege with a knife, you know, and all that stuff. She hated it. She hated working there, you know, where she wanted to be back with the kids, you know, that really were needy, you know, and all that stuff. And there's been, you know, there's been all sorts of stories and all that. But I just remember her there. I was kind of proud of her for she wanted to be where the kids were the most, you know, in need and work with them. You know, where they had the least opportunities and stuff like that. And it was challenging, but she seemed to be like a fish in water with that. She seemed to really, really do well. So, and she may get back into it once her kids are grown. But, it's made her a good mom, too. She's great with her kids. She seems to be her niche. So, but, Davey, I hear you. You're a fantastic dad. You know, all the stuff you're doing and all that. So, hats off. It's, better than I was. We were a little different era. You know, it's like, don't smoke nothing and don't come in, you know, it's like we were at the tail end of the cut them loose era. Your parents sort of kind of, well, I don't know about that. Yeah, maybe. Yeah, probably your parents. Yeah, so much fun. Dakota, are you back? This is W8FU.